If we could put that into practice fully, we'd sure all be better people. Thanks so much. And that was, he had exams this week too, and he didn't have very much time to prepare at all. That was great, wonderful. Now, you're going to see a miracle happen this morning. I'm going to be finished in about 10 minutes. 10 to 12, I'm going to be done. And then we're going to do some decorating. Okay, where's our sound? I want to put something over. Okay. I'll read it. No, that's okay. I'll read it instead. I'll have to look it up. I can quote it. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I want us to think a little bit for a moment about how we are walking through life and dealing with a lot of stuff, but yet some things don't seem just right at the time. And we wonder how we're going to get anything good out of a circumstance that's happening in life. But yet Romans 8:28 says, God works all things together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So God works all things out for good. Say that with me. God works all things out for my good. Say my good. So whatever's happening in your life, he works it out for our good. You heard me tell the story before, I think, about a king who had a good friend who they were together all the time, and the friend of the king was always saying, oh, thank God. He just had this way of, he was thankful for everything. And it kind of annoyed the king a bit, but he was his friend, so he put up with it. So one day, they used to go hunting and sometimes target practicing, and the friend passed the king a gun one time that there was something wrong with it, and the friend was supposed to have it all set up, but he passed the king the gun, and somehow the king shot his finger off, one of his fingers, shot it off. And so he was really annoyed this time, and for some reason, the guy just said he was kind of frightened, but he said, oh, thank God. And the king said, what are you talking about? I shot my finger off. And he ended up putting him in jail for 2 years. So after about, he was in jail. And so the king was out hunting again, only he was alone this time. And he was in this area where there was a lot of cannibals. And he was captured by cannibals. And they were about to, cook him and eat him. Because that's what they did when they captured people. And so they got them all ready for the pot, and then they examined them. And they had this superstition that they would not eat anybody if they had lost any kind of limb or anything like that. So they seen that he had a finger missing and said, oh, we can't eat him. So they let him go. So the king said, my friend, I put him in jail. If it wasn't for him, if I hadn't got my finger shot off, then I'd have been dead. So he said, I better go back and let him out. And he went to his friend and he said, come on out of prison. He said, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Forgive me for putting you in jail. And the friend said, I just thank God that you did that. And he said, well, what do you mean? Thank God that you were in jail all these years. How can you say that? Well, he said, if I hadn't have been in jail all this time, I would have been out hunting with you. And I've got all my toes and fingers. God causes all things to work together for good. He has a way of doing that. He has a way of working out whatever situation you're in for good, if you will believe. If you will believe. God has a way of turning a situation around, and you'll say, wow, I never imagined what would happen, that this could come out of that situation. I can look at my own life, and I think if you're honest, you can look at your life. If it wasn't for God in your life, and you can imagine what would have happened to you He took a person who was away from God. In my life, he took a person who was away from God, who was selfish, who didn't know how to love, who really was doing his own thing, and when really was not contributing anything to life, and he turned my life around. He took that, and he used some of those experiences, and then after I came to Christ, things didn't get any easier. In fact, it got harder. I couldn't lie my way to things then. That's the truth. I'm just telling you the truth. I would have tried to lie my way out of things before, but after I got saved and became a Christian, I couldn't lie my way out of things anymore. And so things got really difficult. But then through a period, quite a long period, I wish it was 6 months, I wish it was 6 years, it was longer than that. I mean, I'm not finished on the journey yet. But I will say this, that through all the struggles that we went through, God changed me and to become a very, very thankful person. And actually, he taught me how to be a thankful person even in the midst of trial, even in the midst of want, even in the midst of things going all wrong. He taught me to be able to look at the things that I could be thankful for. And when everything was in a whirlwind and the things like nothing was going right, I could always thank God that I was saved and going to heaven. I would just stop and thank God. I'm so glad I'm saved and going to heaven. I'm so glad I'm on my way to heaven. I'm so glad I don't have to die and go to hell. I'm so glad that God is my Father. You see, the things that we look at, the things that we choose to be thankful for, will become bigger in our lives. The things that we choose to give thanks for will, it seems like, will be more thankful. It seems that there's something about, again, this harvest of sowing and reaping. If you sow a thankfulness of harvest of being thankful all the time, it seems like you'll be a harvest of, there'll be a harvest to come back to you, that some things will happen in your life and you say, wow, I'm just so thankful. I'm just so glad this happened in my life. You just have more reason to be thankful if you sow this harvest of thankfulness. There is something about God that just gets him excited when he hears his people being thankful. There is something that thankfulness opens the door in relationship with God that nothing else will. There is something about having a thankful heart that impresses God. I'm absolutely convinced of it. There's something about, because you know, when you're thankful for something, then you know that you're expressing your appreciation for something. If somebody does something for you and you say thank you, it's an expression of appreciation for what they've done for you. Well, when you thank God for bringing you new life in Jesus, and you thank God for the things that you have in your life, the family that you have, the physical things and material things that we have, the relationships that we have, we thank God for all those things. We are acknowledging that they're coming from him, but also that we really appreciate it. We really appreciate him. We really love what he has done for us. Thankfulness goes a long way with God. And one of, just to tag on to what Caleb was talking about, one of the ways of really expressing thankfulness to God is seeing how you can be a mentor to someone else. Is seeing how, you know, the scripture says, freely you have received, freely give. Jesus said this, and he was saying, as you receive things into your life freely, by maybe somebody else was a mentor to you, somebody else said something to you that really blessed you, well, we are to give that out now to other people and bless them. Freely you have received, freely give. And as we take time to be a mentor, Debbie is a big sister. She has a little kid that she go, a young girl that she goes to see every week, and she pours into her life that she's giving out of some things that were poured into her life. Everything I taught her, she's given out. Just a little light humor there. Oh, by the way, I did deal with it last week. Yeah, she didn't think that was a great joke. Anyway. Okay. That thing is slow up there, isn't it? I was pointing at that when I said I'd be finished by 10:02. Anyway, this is, I wanted to just reiterate the importance of being thankful. And we express our thankfulness by being a mentor to someone else. Look, folks, as Christianity, somehow as believers, we have to get our minds off ourselves. Really, we do. We have to stop thinking about what we want or what we need or what makes me happy. Somehow we have to get our eyes off of ourselves and onto other people. Because that's the way God wants us to deal with our own issues. He wants us to get our eyes off ourselves so that we'll see the needs of others. And as we see them, he'll often give us ways to meet the needs of others. And then we are sowing seed into the lives of others. And every seed we sow, it's another harvest coming back to us. Can we do that? At this Christmas season, can we do that? Can we do something about getting our eyes off ourselves? And that means more than, I'm not saying necessarily off of yourself and onto other members of your family. No, it's so important to look outside of our families sometimes. Bless those outside of our families. Bless those who can't bless you back. I'll tell you, just that example that Caleb talked about his dad. You want to bless your dad, tell them to go to their website and listen to your message. That would be a blessing. If I was a dad, that would bless me. That would bless me tremendously. If I was a dad, I am a dad. but that is blessing. That is blessing to hear. Well, stand up with me. I told you I'd be finished quickly. I still got a minute. Miracles still happen. Let's worship God as we finish up this morning.